It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is time for a new episode of the Friday News Update. This is Friday the 27th of April 2018. Let's go, it is episode 22 of the Friday News Update from Tech Chat with David Cannon. And first up this week, Gmail has had a huge redesign this week. It is massive. Now, if you've been listening over the last few weeks, you'll know that we already knew that this was going to happen, but Google have launched this new design this week, and you can get it by clicking on the cog on the Gmail home screen and clicking switch to the new Gmail, I believe, and then you have the new design. It's inspired by Material Design. As you'd expect, it looks pretty good, but you get some pretty cool new features as well. There is now a feature that lets you hover over an email in the home screen, and it brings up a few options that you can take on that email direct from the home screen, like archive, delete, and there's also snooze, which lets you make an email disappear and then come back a day later, 2 days later, a week later. So that's a pretty cool feature. I certainly could have used that recently. And you've also got smart replies on Gmail on the web. Now, that was in the app for a while, but what it does is basically suggests replies you might want to send to an email, and you get nudging now, which Gmail kind of looks at your emails and suggests emails that you've ignored and might want to reply to. It brings them up on the home screen and asks you if you do want to reply to them. There's also now a confidential mode feature which lets you make the contents of an email disappear at a specified date and time, although that is still rolling out, I believe, so you might not see it right now. And it gives you little suggestions next to emails now on the home screen. So if it's a delivery notification, it'll come up saying track package, and then you can go and track that package or something like that. And you can also open attachments straight from the home screen now as well. So it's a pretty good redesign. I've got it already and I don't use Gmail much on the web, but it does look very cool. And you can also access Google Calendar, Google Keep, and a redesigned Google Tasks. And don't worry if you haven't heard of it, because hardly anyone has, but they've kind of revamped Google Tasks, which is a kind of reminders app, and put it on Gmail. You can now open it in a little sidebar on Gmail on the web. So some very cool new features. Go check those out if you're interested. Nokia could announce their first phone with a notch today. It's going to be called the Nokia X6, apparently, and it's going to have a 5.8-inch 19x9 screen with a pretty small notch and a pretty small bezel at the bottom as well, but there is still a little bit of a bezel at the bottom. You are going to get a Helio P60 processor with 4GB of RAM. Or if you pay a little bit more, you're going to get a Snapdragon 636 processor with 6GB of RAM. You're going to get Android One with Android Oreo, so totally stock Android. That's really cool. And you've also got dual cameras on the back along with a fingerprint sensor. The price roughly converts to about £180 if you convert the price into pounds. We have seen some real life, allegedly hands-on photos this morning, but it hasn't been announced yet today officially, so it's not official yet, but it is probably coming. Nokia have also teased the relaunch of the Nokia N9. It's going to be relaunched on the 2nd of May. That's the same day the LG G7 ThinQ is going to be launched, and we've been hearing about that this week. It's going to have a 1000 nit 6.1 inch screen. That is even brighter than the iPhone X screen. I believe that is right about 600 nits or 650, but this is going to be 1000 nits, so it's going to be ridiculously bright. It is an LCD, not an OLED, but then they had some problems with their smartphone OLEDs last year with the Pixel 2 XL, so maybe they want to fix some of those problems before they put it on more phones. That would make sense, but it is going to be a 6.1 inch LCD with a 1000 nit brightness. The OnePlus 6 will officially launch on the 16th of May at 5 p.m. in London. You could book tickets for the announcement event, but they've already sold out. Sorry about that. You will be able to watch the event online though. It's going to be at oneplus.com, and recently we've been hearing a little bit more about the phone. It is going to have a curved glass back, very much like the Galaxy S9. It's going to keep the headphone jack. It is apparently going to have super slow-mo video, probably 960 frames per second, because that's on virtually every phone these days. And we are also going to get waterproofing for the first time on a OnePlus phone. So it's going to be a really cool flagship killer, as they always call them. And yeah, it's going to launch on the 16th of May. Apple is replacing some MacBook Pro's batteries for free. These are the batteries in the 13-inch MacBook Pro from 2016 and 2017, which apparently have batteries that could expand due to a dodgy component. So they are replacing the batteries in those laptops for free, though the touch bar version of that laptop does not have that problem, but head over to an Apple store and they will replace your MacBook Pro's battery for free if you are eligible for that. Samsung have announced a new pilot season for their Gear VR headsets. So what is that, you might be wondering? Well, Samsung are paying companies to make 360-degree TV series for their Gear VR headsets, and you can watch pilot episodes of 6 of these series on the Samsung VR video app on Gear VR. It's in the featured section. And some of these series include And Design, a documentary, Brobots, which is a comedy, and Sam's Surreal Gems. And there are 3 others as well. They all look pretty good, so go check those out on Gear VR's Samsung VR video app if you want to watch some cool stuff. And finally, Amazon have teased a new device called the Amazon Fire TV Cube. Rumours suggest it could be a Fire TV device with Alexa, and Microsoft is working on a new version of Windows 10 called Windows 10 Lean for laptops and tablets with less than 16 gig of storage. It's around 2 gigs smaller than the normal version of Windows 10, and it is going to be available very soon. Alright then, that is it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.